Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast is provided by Subtruck Law. Revolution Recap thanks Subtruck Law for their support of our show, local independent media, and their mission of bringing unbiased truth. Revolution Recap would also like to thank Six Point Builders for their support. Six Point Builders are builders of fine custom homes in the Boston metropolitan area. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Revolution Recap. We have a special episode for you today. Seth from the Blazing Musket talked to Taylor Twellman, talked about his career a little bit, talked about this year's Revs, and they're looking ahead to this weekend's game at Atlanta, which Taylor Twellman will be on the call with for Apple TV. Before we get to that interview, we have a few things to talk about, including some big news. But first, I want to tell you about our friends over at BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all of your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year, as well as soccer, as well as MLS soccer. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. So head out to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. And we do have some news to talk about. And I'm going to bring in Sean Donahue. Sean, how are you today?
I'm good. It's been a good week for the Revs too with this news and a 4-0 win over Alajuelense. So a lot of positivity going around after, despite an 0-2 start to an MLS season.
Yeah, it's really been a Jekyll and Hyde start to the season where MLS has been a pretty miserable start, not the start they want to get off to, but you really can't complain about anything for the Champions Cup. And off the field, a big question mark was answered. I know we've talked about it on the show, but Carlos Gil signing a contract extension with the team. So that dark cloud over Foxborough is now gone. It is a 2-year contract extension with a one-year option. So it's through 2026 with a 1-year option for 2027. He will remain a designated player. Sean, what's your reaction to the news that Carlos Gil is staying long-term?
I think it's fantastic news, and I think the way the Revs went about it and the way Carlos went about it was really smart, right? They waited till Caleb Porter got a chance to coach him. They waited till Carlos got to know Caleb. You know, it worked out for both sides, seemed to be happy about it. Carlos signed on, and I think the fact that it's a 2-year extension with a 2027 club option is also very, very smart because Carlos is 31 years old. He turns 32 in November, so this basically keeps him on the Revs till he's 33. From my perspective, players usually don't drop off through 32, and then 33 is where you start to see some players drop off because of age. Not everyone, but that's when you start to see it generally. So I think it gives the Revs an opportunity to keep him locked up through 33 and assess in that 33rd year of his life how he's still playing and whether that drop off has started to happen, and then whether it makes sense to pick up the 2027 club option. And you look at Gustavo Bo was a very, very good player for the Revolution as a designated player. You started to see in that 33 season this past year a little bit of a drop off. Revs moved on. They're in a position where they can do that with Carlos as well. But it makes perfect sense to me. The most talented player in Revolution history, you got to keep him. And if you have an opportunity to do that on a relatively short term basis by adding 2 years and not pushing, deep into his mid-30s, it just makes a lot of sense to me all around.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And, I wanted an extension last year because it's easier to tack on 1 year, go year by year when there's a longer length. The closer this got to the summer, that's when other teams are going to start to come into play. If he hits free agency, he was going to have a dozen teams probably in MLS offering him contracts. I mean, he's probably a top 10 player in MLS. He's at least a top 20, top 25 player. He's still an all-star level player. He has not shown any signs of decline this year so far in the first couple of months. I do think there's a bit of an injury risk, but really the only time he's missed significant time was back in 2020, and then I think the month back in 2021. You do mention his age. I think you hit on this. The way this deal is structured, where it's 2 guaranteed years and then the third year is an option, is huge. I think 3 guaranteed years, which I think Carlos Gil would have been more than, someone would have given him that if he hit the free agent market. The fact that the Revs are able to get an option year there, and if he does decline or if he is injured, maybe they are able to renegotiate. Maybe they are able to move him off of designated player status if they don't want to exercise that option. Very, very good deal. It is worth noting that last year he made $3.25 million base salary and $3.55 million in guaranteed compensation. I imagine that's going to go up a little bit with the amount of money the Revs are hoarding in, and it doesn't impact the cap. As a designated player, he gets the same cap hit either way, so he's probably getting a raise. This isn't going to impact the Revs' cap situation whatsoever. They're still going to be able to add players on. So I think this was a very well-structured deal, and as I say, I think the fact that they don't have to guarantee him 3 years is a major play. So, and one other thing too, you mentioned the most talented player in Revolution history, and I know Taylor Twellman is going to talk about with Seth if he is the best player in Revolution history. But one thing that's also noteworthy is that he's 10 assists away from passing Steve Ralston's club record for assists, at least in MLS regular season history. So he might surpass that this year, but he's going to absolutely blow by it with 3 more seasons at least in a Revolution kit. So, Sean, any other final thoughts here on Carlos Gil before we depart here today?
It is appropriate we're talking about the Revolution re-signing a club legend when we have a club legend being interviewed by Seth as part of the show. But no, I don't think there's any way to spin this as anything but a positive move for the Revolution. This was the big cloud hanging over the Revs. We talked about it. The Revs needed to win this season because you didn't know if Carlos was going to be here in the future. I still think they need to win this season because Carlos isn't getting any younger, but it does make you feel a bit better that there's a little bit of runway for Caleb Porter to have the best player on the team here for a few more years. Just a very, very positive move for the Revolution. The timing of it, given the transition in coaching, makes sense. And just the fact that they were able to get him to agree to a third-year club option, I think is pretty smart business by the Revs.
Yep. No complaints here. And again, I think a lot of people will think about this in terms of the Revs in 2025 and 2026. On paper, this doesn't really change anything for 2024, but I do think that the fewer locker room issues you have, the better, especially with how last season ended. And the fact that you don't have your captain potentially looking at other teams, his agent calling other teams, looking around in the summer for where he's going to be landing next year. I think the fact that this was done, truth be told, I wish this was done in the offseason, but I understand you maybe want to start the season off and see how you get along with Caleb Porter. So it all works out in the end. So, Sean, thank you for joining me. And now we will kick it over to Seth and Taylor.
All right, this is Seth Maycumber from the Blazing Musket. So happy to be joined by another MLS personality, and this is a big one. It's the voice of Major League Soccer. It's a New England Revolution legend. It's Taylor Twellman. Taylor, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Seth? How you been, buddy?
So good. So good to reconnect with you. Always good to hear your voice in the call. And we're going to hear your voice this weekend when Atlanta United face the New England Revolution. The New England Revolution are interesting spot here. They're 0-2 in MLS play, but in CONCACAF Championship Cup, they're 3-0. So Taylor, which one's the real New England Revolution?
I think it's in between, to be quite honest. I thought the performance the other night again, a la Wednesday, was fantastic. I thought it was the team that you want to see. I think it's the team I expect to see. Listen, the DC United game's a difficult one to wrap your head around. Obviously, the Veroni bonehead second yellow red turns into a completely different kind of game. Benteke takes advantage of it, scores a hat trick. I think the game against Toronto's the disappointing one. I think that's the one Caleb Porter and his staff will look at and say, hang on a minute. These are two teams in DC and Toronto that their rosters are not as good as ours. They shouldn't be competing at the peak of the Eastern Conference. And yet you're managing a busy stretch through the year. So you've won your first three CONCACAF Champions Cup games. I think the Alajuelense one is the better one, with all due respect to the first two. But either way, you've won three. But now you got the home opener against Atlanta. You got Atlanta coming off a bye. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of performance you get from the home team. But the last time I did this game, it ended up being a Carlos Hill right-footed strike in the 93rd minute to tie the game 3-3. So I expect some fireworks.
Yeah, you mentioned the man right there, right? Carlos Hill, man of the hour right now, signing a contract extension with the New England Revolution. He'll be here until 2026 with an option until 2027. You were there. You mentioned the game. He scored the goal. You said that he is the best player in Revolution history. Mm-hmm. And there's been some good players, yourself included. Do you stand by that? Is he the best player in Revolution history?
Yeah, I think as long as he stays healthy and plays through the contract that he just re-signed and he has the numbers and the way he's gone about it, absolutely. I don't think there's even a debate. I think he's been one of the best players in Major League Soccer, let alone Revolution history, because when you talk about players that consistently produce dependent on who's around him, he's done that. Listen, there's only two Revs in the history of their franchise that have had 24 goal contributions in a season multiple times. He's the first one to do 10 and 10 multiple times. So he just continuously delivers the numbers. He delivers the eye product. So you could say numbers, but the eye test, nope, he does that. I just think if he had a 9, we'd be talking about a completely different Revolution team. And I've said this. I think if you would have put Carlos Hill with Ralston, Shaw Ree, and the others around me, I would have been looking in the mirror saying, if you don't score 30 goals this year, you're an idiot, because he's that kind of player. He makes everyone around him better. I actually don't think it's that hot of a take to say he's the best player in Revolution history. I just think people need to hear it consistently and from someone like myself, because the truth is he is.
Yeah, he's obviously the biggest name for the New England Revolution, but I think there's other pieces that this team has. Esmir Berekhtarevich is a rising star. Mm-hmm. Thomas Tronkele, that guy can score goals. And yep. I think you have some solid pieces like Matt Polster, who puts in performances every week. And I think even someone like Ian Harkes is a very steady player that we saw perform recently, kind of getting some bench appearances as well as starts. I'm wondering, can you highlight one player that maybe people should be a little bit more aware of, maybe that doesn't always get the publicity that they deserve?
He's got to stay healthy, but it's Kessler. You know, when you talk to, you know, Kessler reminds me a lot of Matt Beisler, a lot. And this was the age where Matt Beisler all of a sudden became a real focal point for the national team. The problem is Henry's not healthy. He's never healthy. And so if he stays healthy, then you're talking about a bona fide top 10, top 12 center back in Major League Soccer, which is a huge part to then all of a sudden the complexion of the spine of this team. I think if Kessler reaches his potential, it only solidifies this team as being a contender to win the Eastern Conference. And so the names you mentioned, absolutely, they get the plaudits. But if Kessler becomes the center back that they're paying him to be and that he should be based on his profile, then, Seth, you're talking about a completely different Revolution 11. And so I do think Kessler is a real name that everyone will be talking about if he stays healthy and plays 28 to 32 games on the year, because then all of a sudden the Revolution are in the conversation. He's not the X factor, though. The X factor is who's the 9, who's the 9 that scores goals, who puts all the other attacking pieces together. But I think Henry Kessler is that kind of player where you ask a lot of opposing coaches around Major League Soccer, they all mention Kessler's name. If I get it, it's a big if, but if it is, they've hit a home run at center back.
Yeah, Henry Kessler is obviously a really good player. He's someone that I always key on because he's really smart as a player. And I remember AJ De La Garza saying that he could see him being the next Omar Gonzalez, someone who has a long career, a good career, maybe even a national team career. But like you said, he has to stay healthy. You mentioned there's some questions about this roster, and recently Kurt Anofo said they have some resources to make a big move. There was talk about maybe Elise, this guy Pereira coming in. Those things hasn't really come to fruition. Taylor, I'm wondering, what do you think this Revolution team does? Where do they do it? Do they do it now or do they do it in the summer?
They do it in the summer. They do it in the summer. I think they're going to look at it. Now, listen, that doesn't mean they did. Kurt's right in the sense that they have resources. I think they have more resources in the summer. I don't think they have as many resources right now. And so you look at it and say, do you want to hedge your bets now or use the bullet when you've got it this summer? They could buy out Veroni. Right?
But they bought out already Thomas Vasilik, right?
So did they buy out Vasilik for this year?
They did.
So then you can move on. You could not buy out Veroni. You can do, you can move on from him 6 months later, that kind of thing. Listen, the reason why I say Veroni, it's a nine. Now, I take that back. They could move someone in league because they have an overabundance of central midfield players that all play similar styles. They don't have a real destroyer. I know everyone in the Revolution world is going to tell me it's Matt Polster. I don't know if it is. They could move one of those pieces to find someone within the league. Sure, that's something that could happen. But everything I'm hearing will be this summer, and I think it's going to be a nine unless somehow Veroni and Bobby Wood over the next 2 or 3 months prove you and I wrong.
Yeah, the other
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Interesting thing here is that you have a lot of young players that are potentially interested to go to Europe one day, and they're potentially getting interest from Europe. Noel Buck being an example, Esmir Berikterevic, young and just breaking onto the scene, but he's kind of had some opportunities to train overseas. Do you think there's any opportunities for those young players to leave this year, or do you think that's more in the future for them?
I think it depends on the offer. I think the Revs would be short-sighted to make a move with not a full valuation for the two names that you just mentioned, because I think they haven't even reached their potential with the Revs. I think Esmir is learning from Carlos Heel. I think he's in a great spot. I think Caleb Porter likes him. I think he's going to use him. But I think if he really absorbs the time that he has with Carlos Heel right now, I think the Revs would be short-sighted to sell him for short money. I think you can wait that out, if not have a bona fide player that can help you. He's so young, you can almost wait 2 years if you wanted to with him. Buck becomes the interesting one because with the English national team, youth national team appearances, and the rumors of Premier League and Championship teams looking at him, that depends on the price that comes in. If the price is right, you got to move on with him because the price is never going to be as high. Listen, Petrovic, they didn't expect more than 10 million. They just didn't. And then Chelsea being Chelsea and who they are over the last 12 months, they gave them a gift. You take the gift. I think Buck may be sooner than Esmir at this point in time. But I think in the long run, I think Esmir is going to have a real part of that conversation because I think he's playing himself into a real good spot in his career. And I'm more interested in what Caleb Porter sees of Buck because I don't know what his best position is. I don't even know if Caleb Porter knows that just yet. And until Barrero gets healthy, until they know who's playing the nine, it's interesting. Where do you play Buck? But I think he's got to play him. He's got to use him. And then we'll see. I think the English national team appearances are going to have a lot to say on what that number is for Noel Buck.
Yeah, that's a really good point. There's lots of bodies, like you said, in the middle of the field, lots of different things to play with. Taylor, I want to go a little bit off the field. I remember talking to you at Carlos Heel's MVP event back in 2021. And as always, the stadium is going to be brought up. And you talked about how this is the furthest they had ever been, not really giving away any details. Since then, Everett has come into the picture. We heard today that there's going to be a public hearing of Everett. Taylor, what do you think? Are we going to be in an Everett stadium one day? Do you think this thing gets done?
My gut says yes. My brain says, I hope it's before I leave Boston. And I may never leave Boston, but I need to see it. I've experienced the city that raised me in St. Louis, Missouri, and seen what that stadium did. And that's got a history of soccer that well surpasses Boston, but Boston downtown metro area with the World Cup in 2026, that's going to be here. I just would love for that to come to fruition. My gut tells me yes. My gut does because I believe in it. I believe in what Robert and Jonathan and Brian Bolello and everyone else around that have told me. It's just my brain blocks that passion and love because until that shovel goes into the ground, I'm going to sit here and say, I don't know, but you're talking to me in the same week that New York City announces the Cube. And that's going to happen. And so, and I'm going to be heading down in 24 hours to Miami. And I've already seen the shovel in that ground. So it's going to happen. I want to be here for it. And I think my gut tells me it does.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it makes sense for it to happen. This seems like the time, like you said, World Cup is coming. They've gotten close. But that said, I felt like it was really close when it was in the budget there. Right. And it gets stripped at the last moment. So I think for a lot of people, for New England,
there's just Seth, there's a lot of baby games right now with the logistics of that. And quite honestly, the fans should hear it. It has nothing to do with the Revs or the Crafts. It has nothing to do with it. There's just a lot of baby game shenanigans just with that stuff, because you're exactly right. It's the farthest it's ever been. It gets there. Then all of a sudden there's another stall. There's another hearing. It's as if they're not even reading the paperwork. It's as if they're not even reading what is being proposed to be input there. So that's why I just feel like it's going to happen. It's just, you're going to have to go through a lot of this handholding sometimes that I think is completely unnecessary.
Yeah. It sounds like there's, you know, stuff with the environmental group, even though you're taking this piece of land that no one's using, you're trying to clean it up and make it into a public park alongside obviously a stadium that would benefit people. There's also seemed like there's competition with other venues, music venues and whatnot that's around. So like you said, there's a lot of stuff that's happening behind the scenes, and it's just kind of day by day, week by week. And hopefully, you know, knock on wood, this thing eventually happens.
Agreed. I don't think people understand the magnitude of what it does to Major League Soccer, not the city of Boston. I'll tell you right now, if the stadium comes to fruition in downtown Boston, the way Robert, Jonathan and company want to do it, it's top five markets in Major League Soccer. It's not even a debate. And that's where the whole thing really comes full circle for me. Because the training facility is there. Jonathan and Robert put their money where their mouth is, $35 million plus. One of the best training facilities I've ever seen. The stadium's going to be the same way. and you're going to be flying into Logan. You're not going to see Fenway first. You're now going to see this stadium. It just changes the complete complexion of this franchise and this sport, because now Boston becomes top five market in Major League Soccer. And then all of a sudden New York City follows that. Hopefully Chicago follows that. And now these major media markets are following what LAFC has done in New York and what the Seattle's and Portland's and all the smaller markets, the Cincinnati's, the St. Louis's, the Kansas City's. We need Boston as a league to be in the top five conversation.
Taylor, I'm all with you. I think when they have the stadium come, there's an opportunity to also honor some of the history for the New England Revolution. You're in an interesting spot. Obviously, one of the best players to ever play for the New England Revolution, this league, 101 goals. Your number is virtually retired, right? I remember when AJ De La Garza came, he's been wearing 20 all his life. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm going to honor my fellow Terp. I'm curious, like, how do you feel about numbers being retired? Do you think that's appropriate? And also, like, what does it mean to you that no player has worn that number 20 since you have worn that number 20?
It's hard to put into words, because that number 20 for me was real personable. That was my father's first number in his professional career. This is my first professional team in America, and Fernando Clavijo handed me number 20, and I wore that proudly because of what it meant to the Twelmans. For me to wear it and then for nobody else to do it, Seth, that's very difficult for me to actually comprehend, talk about, but it also means exactly what it should mean. And that number meant so much to the Revs, to me, to the team, and everything else. And it's unfortunate how it ended, but the relationship has still continued to a point where it means something to the Revs. It means something to the Crafts. It means something to the players that have followed that. So that number needs to be in that stadium, and that number needs to be there, and I need to be there for that, because that means the transition from where we were to where the Revs are now. That number is part of that history, and I think that's pretty cool.
So we're going to build a statue outside the Everett Stadium that if it ever happens, you're one of them. Who are the other three New England Revolution players that belong on that statue?
Wow. That's really good. I would say, because I haven't played with him, I'm going to take a cop-out, but Carlos Heel will be on there. My three, for our time and what we did, Shawry Joseph, Steve Ralston, and the fourth should be and will be Carlos Heel.
I like that answer. I think a lot of people agree with it. My favorite thing about doing these is hearing stories. I've been following and covering this league for 12 years. I don't know if you ever saw, but I did an oral history of the 2014 Revolution where I talked to everyone. The stories were awesome. Brad Knighton talked about Jermaine Jones bringing breakfast to the Revs. AJ Soares talked about arguing with Jay Heaps and swearing at him, but then apologizing in the car. Chris Tierney talked about how Charlie Davies wouldn't stop hugging and kissing that trophy and carrying it around Newberry Street. Taylor, come on, man. You have so many stories. There are Statue of Limitations. It's out the window, man. I know you have to keep some of them in there, but tell me a good story from your New England Revolution days that maybe we haven't heard much of.
Wow. These stories are going to come out at some point, so I will save some of them. That's a real good one. I will say, and it's a boring story, but it's one that hasn't been talked about a lot, is we opened Gillette Stadium, then CMGI Field. And people forget that. We were the first game, the first event there. And I don't think people fully understand how important that night was to Robert and to Jonathan and Myra. Like, it really meant a lot, because that was the first privately financed stadium that the Kraft family did. So we do that. Best part of that night, though, is I scored two goals. My father's in town for the first time to see me play in Boston. He hops onto the field. I can't find him. I lose him. Security had tackled my father for being on the field, and I needed Robert to come down to get him basically out of handcuffs because he was Taylor Twelman's dad. And the short of it is, he gets him out of handcuffs, and the first thing Robert says to my dad is, you know, I paid for this building with all my money. Nobody, this is privately financed. And we both had a laugh. I I literally repeat that story to Robert all the time. The amount of stories that I could tell you off the field on our team will be told at some point, but I think they should be told in a round table with all the characters, and they should be told the right way with nothing held back, but just collectively being told so nobody gets in trouble, or if people get in trouble, everybody gets in trouble. It's all for one, one for all, but those stories will stay in the vault where they should, Seth.
Tara, I love it. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm looking forward to this weekend's call, 7:30 on Apple TV. Everyone should check it out. I'm curious. This was a away game. There's going to be home games coming up. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be one day throwing out the crate like Scott Caldwell? What do you think of the crate ceremony? Are you going to be doing it one day?
I'll do it. The crate has to break. The crate needs to be filled with tea bags, and it needs to be thrown into a kiddie pool of some sort. If we don't have that, then we need to reconvene and think about it. I'm okay for the idea. I'm glad it was Scott, not me, Seth. And I will be doing, I will be doing the Messi Revolution April 27th game, sold out, which should be a blast.
It's going to be a blast. I'll be there. You'll be there. Over 60,000 fans will be there. Taylor, thank you so much for taking the time. Always appreciate catching up with you.
Yeah, I appreciate beat writers, people that keep in touch. And Seth, you're doing layman's work over there, my man. Well done.
Thank you, Taylor.
Thanks again to Seth from The Blazing Musket and Taylor Tolman for joining us today. Remember to subscribe to The Blazing Musket on Substack. And thank you again to our presenting sponsor, BetOnline. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's BLEAV, BLEAV, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and go Revs.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.